Hi, this is Dick Staub. Thanks for joining us for the Kindlings Muse at Kindlings Fest 2009.
Thank you, Dick. When the Chamber of Commerce referred to Dick as being the greatest outreach, he wasn't referring to his dimensions. We can do that to one another. You know, the wonderful thing about friendship is we can scratch. If you love someone, you can scratch them. Right? It's okay. Good morning, good looking. How many of you have been saying that every morning since last year? Hands up. None of you. Okay. We say that every morning, and it is a joke to ourselves. When I said this to somebody down in Atlanta, in a church down there a couple of years ago, a lady said to me the next day, she came up to me and she said, I got up in the morning and I turned to my husband and I said, good morning, good looking. He said, don't be so stupid. I said, sweetheart, it's to you to say it to yourself. Now, of course, your children will immediately, they hear that, say there is room for improvement. And there is. But you know, that's why we're here. There's room for improvement. There's room for improvement. So welcome, fellow fragments. We're all in it together. We are all his fragments. Whether we know it or not today, it's not about what you know. It's fact, objective, empirical truth. And today is the Feast of Mary Magdalene. And C.S. Lewis, on July the 22nd, in his piece, The Business of Heaven, says this: it is nice to be still under the care of St. Mary Magdalene. The allegorical sense of her great action dawned on me the other day. The precious alabaster box which one must break over the holy feet is one's heart. Easier said than done. And the contents become perfume only when it is broken. While they are safe inside, they are more like sewage. All very alarming. Daily readings from C.S. Lewis. A poet who I did have the privilege of meeting many years ago, contemporary of Dylan Thomas, poet and pastor in Wales, was R.S. Thomas. And in his book, titled one of his poems is on Cain. Much of our brokenness, if not all of our brokenness, our fragmentation, is related to how we choose. Choice. Choice is an incredible gift. Incredible gift. Two roads divided in a wood. Frost. Abel looked at the wound his brother had dealt him and loved him for it. Cain saw that look and struck him again. The blood cried on the ground. God listened to it. He questioned Cain, but Cain answered, "Who made the blood? I offered you clean things, the blonde hair of the corn, the knuckled vegetables, the flowers, things that did not publish their hurt, that bled silently. You would not accept them." And God said, "It was part of myself." he gave me. The lamb was torn from my own side, the limp head, the slow fall of red tears. They were like a mirror to me in which I beheld my reflection. I anointed myself in readiness for the journey. To the doomed tree you were at work upon. To me, one of this country's very great writers, very unloved, very broken. For God did not give his gifts to Christians, he gave them. It would seem he gave very few to Christians. One of the greatest writers was Tennessee Williams. Who loved him as a fellow human? Who prayed for him? Who cared about him? And I think, to me, one of the most beautiful dysfunctional families described in this play, The Glass Menagerie. Incredible family. Like us, dysfunctional. And the play finishes with these words. There are only a few characters. There is the son, Tom, the mother, Amanda, and Tom's sister, the daughter, Laura, and a gentleman visitor. A very boring, ordinary person, as Tennessee Williams describes him, from another world. These are the final lines of the play, as Tom breaks free, as his father did 16 years previously, breaks free from the bondage of this dysfunctional family. I didn't go to the moon. I went much further. For time is the longest distance between two places. Not long after that, I was fired for writing a poem on the lid of a shoebox. I left St. Louis. I descended the steps of this fire escape for the last time and followed from then on in my father's footsteps, attempting to find in motion what was lost in space. I traveled around a great deal. The cities swept about me like dead leaves, leaves that were brightly colored but torn away from their branches. I would have stopped, but I was pursued by something. It always came upon me unawares, taking me altogether by surprise. Perhaps it was a familiar bit of music. Perhaps it was only a piece of transparent glass. Perhaps I am walking along a street at night in some strange city before I have found companions. I pass the lighted window of a shop where perfume is sold. The window is filled with pieces of colored glass, tiny transparent bottles in delicate colors like bits of a shattered rainbow. Then all at once, my sister touches my shoulder. I turn round and look into her eyes. Oh, Laura. Laura, I tried to leave you behind me, but I am more faithful than I intended to be. I reach for a cigarette. I cross the street. I run into the movies or a bar. I buy a drink. I speak to the nearest stranger. Anything that can blow your candles out. Laura bends over the candles. For nowadays, the world is lit by lightning. Blow out your candles, Laura. And so, goodbye. And finally, I want to share a piece written by Christopher Marlowe from the final parts of his play, Dr. Faustus. We're thinking this morning about madness in brokenness. And of course, all brokenness is madness, for all brokenness is wrong choice. Ah, Faustus, hast thou but one bare hour to live? And then thou must be damned perpetually? Stand still. you ever-moving spheres of heaven, that time may cease and midnight never come. Fair nature's eye, rise, rise again, and make perpetual day. Or let this hour be but a year, a month, a week, a natural day, that Faustus may repent and save his soul. O lente, lente, curite, noctis equi. The stars move still, time runs, the clock will strike. The devil will come and Faustus must be damned. Oh, I leap up to my God who pulls me down. See, see where Christ's blood streams in the firmament. One drop would save my soul. Half a drop. Ah, my Christ, yet will I call on him? Oh, spare me, Lucifer. Where is it now? 'Tis gone. And see where God stretcheth out his arm and bends his ireful brows. Mountains and hills, come, come and fall on me and hide me from the heavy wrath of God. No, no! Then will I headlong run into the earth. Earth? Gape! Oh, no! I will, it will not harbor me. You stars that reigned at my nativity, whose influence hath allotted death and hell, now draw up Faustus like a foggy mist into the entrails of your laboring cloud, that when you vomit forth into the air, my limbs may issue from your smoky mouth, so that my soul may but ascend to heaven. Dong. Ah! The half hour is past. 'Twill all be past anon. O God, if thou wilt not have mercy on my soul, yet for Christ's sake, whose blood hath ransomed me, impose some end to my incessant pain. Let Faustus live in hell 1,000 years, 100,000, and at last be saved. Oh no, end is limited to damned souls. Why, wert thou not a creature wanting soul? Or why is this immortal that thou hast? Ah, Pythagoras, metamphysicus, were that true? Then this soul should fly from me, and I'd be changed unto some brutish beast. All beasts are happy, for when they die, their souls are so dissolved in elements. But mine must live still to be plagued in hell. Cursed be the parents that engendered me. No, Faustus, curse thyself. Curse Lucifer that hath deprived thee of the joys of heaven. Dong. Oh, it strikes. It strikes. Now, body, turn to air. O Lucifer, we'll bear thee quick to hell. O soul, be changed into little water drops and fall into the ocean ne'er to be found. Thunder, and enter the devils. My God! My God! Look not so fierce on me. Adders and serpents, let me breathe a while. Ugly hell, gape not. Come not, Lucifer. I'll burn my books. Ah, Mephistopheles. They exit together.
This is Dick Staub. Thanks for joining us for the Kindlings Muse at Kindlingsfest 2009. Kindlingsfest is an annual event in July on Orcas Island, a celebration of faith, art, and ideas. Go to thekindlings.com for more information about Kindlingsfest or to listen to more podcasts at The Kindling's Muse.